entangled particles, even though spatially separate, do not operate autonomously. There is now overwhelming evidence for this so-called quantum entanglement. If two photons, and recall, a photon is EMF, it's a particle representing a quantum of light or other electromagnetic radiation. It's a light, as in the sun's rays, a light form of EMF. A photon carries energy proportional to the radiation frequency, but has zero rest mass. I quote from the dictionary. If two photons are entangled, writes Brian Green, the successful measurement of either photon's spin about one axis forces the other distant photon to have the same spin about the same axis. The act of measuring one photon compels the other possibly distant photon to snap out of the haze of probability and take on a definitive spin value, a value that precisely matches the spin of its distant companion. And that boggles the mind. I've put the words forces and compels in quotes because while they convey the sentiment our classical intuition longs for, their precise meaning in this context is critical to whether or not we are in for even more of an upheaval. With their everyday definitions, these words conjure up an image of volitional causality. We choose to do something here so as to cause or force a particular something to happen over there. If that were the right description of how the two photons are interrelated, special relativity would be on the ropes. The consensus among physicists, and again, this is a book written by Brian Green, published in 2004, and that's all I could share with you guys, not having anything else on the shelf to share but this. So I don't know what's been concluded since, but it's pretty established, this entanglement phenomenon. The consensus among physicists is that any such apparent conflict with special relativity is illusory. The intuitive reason is that even though the two photons are spatially separate, their common origin established, and this of course explains nothing, right? It's kind of funny. It's not intuitive at all to me, but anyway. The intuitive reason is that even though the two photons are spatially separate, their common origin establishes a fundamental link between them. Although they speed away from each other and become spatially separate, their history entwines them. I find that interesting, though. You know? I keep thinking about prophecy, right? Knowing that something in the future is going to happen, and I'm talking authentically, as with print. It sounds like a phenomenon of entanglement to me. Let's think about that over the week, the course of the week. Their history entwines them. Even when distant, they are still part of one physical system. And so it's really not that a measurement on one photon forces or compels another distant photon to take on identical properties. Rather, the two photons are so intimately bound up that it is justified to consider them, even though they are spatially separate, as parts of one physical entity. Then we can say that one measurement on this single entity, an entity containing two photons, affects the entity. That is, it affects both photons at once. While this imagery may make the connection between the photons a little easier to swallow, as stated, it's vague. What does it really mean to say that two spatially separate things are one? While this, the standard argument concludes that although measuring the spin of one photon appears instantaneously to affect the other, no information is transmitted from one to the other, and the speed limit of special relativity remains in force. Physicists say that the spin results are correlated since the lists are identical, but do not stand in a traditional cause and effect relationship because nothing travels between the two distant locations. At the end of the day, writes Brian Greene, at the end of the day, two widely separated particles somehow stay sufficiently in touch so that whatever one does, the other instantly does too. And that seems to suggest that some kind of faster than light something is operating between them. And that's quoting from Brian Greene's The Fabric of the Cosmos, Space, Time, and the Texture of Reality.
Be the only one that makes you come.